531.
Joshua Leomiti was born in Long Beach, California, dedicating 5 years of his life to the caring of his ill grandmother who suffered a massive stroke. He slowly picked up his goals in acting and writing after her passing on Mother's Day 2016. His grandmother was one of his greatest supporters. Since then, he's worked on a few independent shorts, one short in particular, Patrick, landing him a Bronze Award for Best Duo Acting, accredited by the Independent Shorts Awards. He's also been in numerous student short films from USC, UCLA, Los Angeles Film School, New York Film Academy, California State University of Northridge, College of the Canyons, etc., etc. Joshua Leomiti joins us now, live all the way from Compton in South Central. Malosui Four, and thank you so much for joining us this morning, Joshua.
Thank you, Brian, for having me join you guys.
Great to have your company this morning. Firstly, Joshua, tell us a bit more about yourself, please.
That's a tricky question, you know, but you're just a simple guy trying to make it, easygoing, team player. That's a little bit about who I am.
Now, before we continue, a question that comes to mind, for those, you know, of us outside of South Central, outside of Compton, there may be images or stereotypes that we have, you know, based on a lot of movies and music, namely, you know, NWA and, you know, all these great artists, etc. For you, living there in Compton, tell us a little bit about the local area.
Yeah, here in Compton, you know what, it's like anywhere else, you know, you have your nice parts and then you have your rough parts. But to me, it's not where you're from or your logistics. It's what determines you and what pushes you out, you know, so because a lot of people base where you're at in life, you know, I don't look at that. I just look at like, what do you have inside you? And you just use that to get you where you want to be in life.
That's awesome.
There's a little bit of a delay, yeah. So,
That's fine. In terms of our Polynesian community, Joshua, quite a big Polynesian community in Compton, I think South Central, also Lawndale there in LA as well, or
yeah.
Hawthorne?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of Polynesians in Carson. Here, Long Beach, LA, but you know, it's sort of scattered, you know, so, I mean,
awesome. Now,
can you hear? Yeah.
In terms of your acting, where did it all start for you and why, Joshua?
I would watch like great performances, and I always had something that I was like inspired by, just watching people, talented people pour out, you know, as a little kid I felt it in my heart, you know, just like, man, this is something that I feel like it's my calling, you know, and trying to explain that to, you know, as an adult, to people who don't understand that, like a 9-to-5 job, that's traditional, and you're like, no, I understand that, but to like have this calling. No music, all that.
Now, in terms of the movie Sosefina, and we've had members of the team while they were based here in New Zealand, and of you yourself, of course, playing you know role in Sosefina. How did that role come about?
You know what, Manu found me on Instagram. So I did it over Facebook. Facebook, on Messenger, we auditioned with him, his wife, and some other person that was on the team at that time. But yeah, they I think it had to have been God, because how would he find me on Instagram? I didn't even know who Manu was. He just found me. He's like, you know, that's the guy right there. I want him to audition, you know? So I didn't know if I was going to get it because I read the script. I'm like, man, this guy's out of my caliber, but you know what? I got it. And man, I'm thankful because I'm proud of the performance.
Joshua, tell us about the movie. What's it all about, Josefina?
A drama, romance, a film inspired by a true story, an island girl's journey, a story about love choices and tragedy and consequences. So that's basically what Josefina is about. Yeah. Have you seen it? Yeah. Have you seen it? When
no,
they showed it?
not yet. Okay. We'll get to like the premiere because I understand, you know, we'll get to that shortly. But in terms of your role and the character you played in the movie, Josefina, tell us about that.
Yeah, Cyrus was him and his uncle, Don Sulu, in the script. They want to open up a burlesque nightclub, Polynesian burlesque nightclub. So yeah, we like I said, the guy that I portrayed is so opposite of who I am as a person. But that was the fun part to build upon that. You know, the tools given to me from the script and from Manu and Hinano, you just build upon that. But he was just an ugly guy, like nasty guy, you know.
And I suppose
that, I don't know.
Sorry, Joshua.
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say anymore, but
yep. I suppose that's one of the things when you know you're looking at yourself, you know, as an actor, to be able to you know portray other people, characters that, as you say, not necessarily resonate with you, but still maybe able to access areas of yourself in order to, you know, to bring, you know, a strong performance like that to the screen.
Oh man, yeah, I think the only the commonality I found in this character was dressing up. He wore suits.
Now, in terms of the, you know, Josefina, Polynesians telling Polynesian stories, how, you know, was that for you, Joshua?
Oh, man. It's something that we have to look at and be serious about it, because if they're not going to write, if we, us Polynesians, are not going to write our own stories or write something inspired by us, then someone else will. And I mean, here, there's hardly any roles for Polynesians. I mean, it's getting better, but then all the roles that I've played, I was never a Polynesian. I was always another ethnicity because I passed more for Latino or Asian. So playing a Samoan in a Samoan written film, that was so cool because it was real.
What about if we look at somebody like Sayuli Dwayne Rock Johnson, you know, and his global mega stardom, do you think his career and his success has, you know, done well or lifted the profile for, you know, Polynesians, minorities, you know, in terms of the film industry, especially in front of the camera?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I you know, I give him credit.
Our connection is a little bit weak at the moment, but that's okay. Joshua, we'll continue, brother. So, Joshua, you're all right? How's our connection at the moment? Can you hear me okay, Joshua?
I can hear you now.
Sure. So once again, just in terms of, you know, The Rock's success and how that has helped lift or raise the profile of Polynesians in the industry, your thoughts?
Yeah. It, you know, it helps But when they look at me, like, they look at me, right, and they're like, when I tell them that I'm Samoan, they're like, not even big. So, like, determine my look. You know, it's a brand. So The Rock's brand is his brand for him and where he's at. And I give him honor and I give him credit. He's made it really far. Taika Waititi, Rena Owen, you know. So these are people I do look up to, but concerning my brand, we put Joshua because what is he? You know, so it's like building my brand and who I am until I can pick roles like The Rock can.
Come on, it's good, it's good. Now, in terms of Asosifina and the project, you know, and looking back over your experience, what was the biggest takeaway for you from that, Joshua?
Oh, man. The biggest takeaway was from Asosifina was I really got to get so close to Mano, Hinano, and their kids, their family. Like, I love them so much. That's what I took away, like, other than coming together and making that film, that's what I took away. That's something I cherish.
Awesome. And in terms of the premiere, now, it was scheduled to premiere, I think, in Utah on the 9th of April, but obviously due to COVID-19. What's the updates on the premiere? What have you heard?
You know what? Last time I talked to Hinano, she said that once things start to open up, then they're going to think about just doing one big opening here in the States, you know? So that's, I'm not sure, but Hinano, if you're watching this, you need to get in touch with Brian.
No, that'll be good. Now, just going back a bit, Joshua, for yourself, I mentioned in the introduction about, you know, you're landing an award for a short film that you did, Patrick, a Bronze Award for Best Duo Acting with the Independent Short Awards. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the guy who wrote Patrick, him and his friend wrote and directed it. We actually did it as a student film last year in July. After the student film, they turned it into a short. So he funded it out of his own pocket. And he asked me if I still wanted to be Patrick. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be Patrick. So we filmed it in February and then they submitted it. And yeah, they actually, it's a pretty cool thing. It's an independent film festival. So they have a team of people, experts that it's vetted in. And so they pass out the awards and they feel like, you know, these are the shorts that, you know, we give the award to. So when I heard, you know, like, hey, you got Josh, you got Best Acting Duo Bronze Award. So I'm like, heck yeah.
And for you, in terms of that, you know, when you get that sort of recognition, validation around your chosen career path?
Yeah, you know, because I guess as creative artists, we think like, am I good enough? This industry, the odds are really against you. It's good. It's who you know, but it's also who knows you. So when you build your resume, you just keep working and not giving up. So when I got that award, I'm like, man, a lot of hard work that no one really knows. So I took it with, I mean, I cherish that. No matter how significant that is to other people, or like people might say, well, you know.
And finally, your grandmother, who was such a, you know, great supporter of yours. Tell us about her and the influence that she had on your life and, you know, the legacy that you continue of hers in what you're doing currently, please, Joshua.
Yeah. My grandma, she, you know, she nurtured me, and I guess I am who I am today because of my grandma, and of course my parents. But my grandma is just, she's also, and this is my mother's mom. She had a lot of things that she taught all of us a life, and she supported me. She used to come to my acting stuff when I was a kid, and I still push forward today, hoping that I go
Awesome. Well, a very big thank you, Faftaitele Lover, Joshua Leomiti. We really appreciate your time this morning, Joshua, and especially in light of what's happening in the States around COVID-19, to you and the family, stay safe also. Thank you so much. God bless and all the very best for future success.
You too, so.